This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, October 14th. God's word to you today is differentiator. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 7, verses 24 to 25, and it says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents, and the floodwaters rise, and the wind beats against that house, it would not collapse, because it is built on bedrock. It is the storms and not the wealth that is the differentiator in life. The storm is what reveals you to you. And that is why sometimes God would allow us to experience storms, so that we can identify the areas in our lives that are built on sand and not on the rock. Luke 6:46 says, "Why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you do not do what I say?" The number one problem Jesus had with these people was obedience. Guess what? On the surface, everyone was calling him Lord, but not everyone was walking in obedience. Luke 6:47 to 49 says, "I will show you what it's like when someone comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then follows it. It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on a solid rock. When the floodwaters rise and break against that house, it stands firm because it is well built. But anyone who hears my word and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house right on the ground without a foundation. When the flood sweeps down against that house, it will collapse into a heap of ruins." It is very easy to read this story and miss the depth of what Jesus is pointing out to us. Do not take it for granted. Any house that is built on the sand would crumble. These two houses are identical. Same door, same design, same street, same stained glass windows. Identical. In fact, you could hardly see any difference just by looking at them. But everyone experiences storms, and when the storms are over, the difference is clear. Any foundation not built on obedience will crumble. You have to obey God. Believing is useless if it does not lead to obedience. So what kind of Christian are you? The kind that builds his house on the sand, or the kind that builds his house on the rock? Do not wait until the storms come. It is best to sort out that problem or a faulty foundation before the storm. Even if you have been married for 20 years and the relationship has been built on sand, it is never too late to build it on the rock. Even if you are just about to get married, it is never too late. Do not take it for granted. Any house that is built on the sand would crumble. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, because my life is built on you, it will not crumble. When the storms of life come, I will be standing strong. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.